It is the Coach Home, Neil Atkinson with Paul Dehaney, Mo Stewart and Leanne Prescott, to talk about the weekend's games, but specifically to hone in on the Manchester derby first and foremost. A bit on Leicester, a bit on Arsenal, given the fact that they are now most definitely club in crisis. We were going to start with Arsenal, but we've ended up, Mo, deciding that we'll just talk briefly about the Arsenal situation rather than Leicester, in that the mess at Arsenal is so great. And the question's now becoming, when do you sack people? And that also includes the players along with the manager.
It really should include the players. In fact, if you ask me, it should start with the players, because I've been watching Arsenal quite a lot this season. My housemate's an Arsenal fan, so I found myself watching a lot of their Europa League games. And there are players in there who are performing well. I think of Joe Willock, Eddie Nketiah, Pablo Mari's come back now. And they're performing well midweek, week after week, and then getting not a sniff in the Premier League. And then you see the same players putting in the same poor performances. And you are starting to wonder, why? What is it that Arteta's seeing in training that I'm not seeing that's making him pick these guys instead of these young guys who are clearly looking to forward their career, where some of the others, you can tell when they're on the pitch, their mind isn't focused on the job at hand.
They're being let down, Paul. That's the thing I'd say. They're letting the club down. They're letting the manager down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's intentional. I think they're trying. You know, I'm a Tottenham fan, so obviously there are rivals. And, you know, I'm made up that is happening. But, you know, if I was speaking about it kind of from a neutral point of view, I would say that, you know, Arteta seems to be a good coach. He just doesn't seem to have the players to, you know, to put across his ideas. I think there's a lot of players that aren't good enough there and haven't been good enough under Arteta, haven't been good enough under Emre, and haven't been good enough under Wenger, and they're still there, you know. And I think the problem you've got there is that, you know, we're not talking about one or two players not good enough. We're probably talking about half that squad. And it's very difficult for a manager to come in and say, right, I'm going to get rid of 10 players or 11 players now and then bring in another 11 players, because that has its own issues.